This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
You may not know this about Wally, but he will look for any opportunity to use big words to make himself seem smart.
Okay, now this is A, not true. It's erroneous. You see what I did there?
You've been sitting on that one.
No, actually, just hit me, because that's what, when you have a decent vocabulary, there's just things in there.
But here's
why
the thing.
Would I not use words I know?
Let me say something. Your personality does not match one who would use articulate words. Okay.
Okay, that was good.
Okay. Also, you don't read anything.
I know. I watch TV. That's where I learn big
that's
words.
That's where the problem
is. That's why this is amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Gavin. Gavin gets it. I should not know half of the words that I know, but there is a cacophony.
Okay. The problem with using big words is if you're not careful, like Wally, they can make you come across as pretentious.
Okay.
So to help you out, Wally, I found a list of top words most would agree make you sound smart, but it's also followed by a list of pretentious words you should not use, and it gets tricky because some words are used on the same list.
Oh, they overlap. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what do you got? See if I use these words.
Okay. So on the smart list, brevity.
Brevity. Yeah. Short. Yeah, that's a good word. I like that.
Accolade.
Oh, I love accolades. I can't get enough of them.
You know what it is?
Yes, it's not. I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase it.
Yep.
No, accolades. Kudos.
Yep.
It's cheers to you. It's recognition. Mm-hmm. Accolades.
Okay.
Thank you.
Articulate.
Oh, yes, I'm very articulate.
Well, here's the problem, though. Accolade and articulate are also on the pretentious
list. How is that possible? Like, articulate is a great word.
But I think it depends on how you use it. It depends on who you're around, your verbiage, your tone. Because conundrum made the pretentious list.
Oh, that's a great word. No, I'm in a conundrum right now.
Audacious made
I'm
that
vexed.
List. And faux pas was at the top of the pretentious list.
That's a fake word.
Yeah.
Faux pas?
Yeah,
yeah,
literally faux pas. Faux means fake.
Yes. A couple of other words.
Oh, Gavin didn't even know he did that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, see, again, it's hard to soar with the eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys.
Are you the turkey or the eagle in this situation?
I don't think we need to flesh that out anymore. I think we just figured it out.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show. I am best friends with Betty Rock. She, however, is not best friends with me. It's kind of one-sided, and I've come to accept that, but it was painfully obvious to me yesterday how this relationship works. It is pouring down, like torrential downpour rain, okay? And I know she's going to have to walk out to her car. So me, being the nice guy that I am, I promised her mom years ago I would look out after her, and I've
you did?
Yeah, I did, and I've made good on that. So I go out, I put my hood on, I go out to my car, get my umbrella, come back in, and I'm like, hey, Rock, when you're done, I'll walk you out to your car with an umbrella. And she looks at me, Gavin, and I swear, hand on a Bible, this is what she says. She looks at me, she goes, well, that's stupid, I'm wearing a hat. I'm like,
but, like,
yeah.
Are you, what?
Yeah, see, exactly, you don't get it.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because I wasn't expecting him to go out of his way just to help me 0.2 seconds get to my car.
Yeah, it's right. But again, you're minimizing it. It was pouring.
It was. Yeah. It was. But I also felt like you were pushing me out the door.
No, I was trying to help you. And I wanted you to not be here all day.
And I had said, I'm not ready yet. Yeah. Then you stood there with your umbrella.
And I would have stood there and waited another hour if I had to, just to be nice.
Sure.
That's the kind of friend that I am. That's the kind of friend that your mom believes you deserve. Me and Robin were talking about it. And so, like...
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. Like, you know, so anyway. So here's the thing about it, though. Even, you know, like, I understand that. You can see the thing. It's on our stories on our Instagram. You can see it if you want to see it and just see how it shook out, because I did get even with her.
Just search Wally Show.
Yeah. Just search Wally Show on Instagram and watch the stories and you'll see it. But it did make me think of this, okay? Gavin, you think that's a nice thing, right?
I do. I think that it was gentlemanly.
That's it. See, I'm a gentleman. I'm a Southern gentleman. And so I want to be kind to people. What was that?
Sorry.
Gavin?
Southern gentleman.
Yeah, I'm a Southern gentleman. I was raised right.
I'm waiting to see where this is going to go.
Well, here's what I want you to do right now. Okay, 855-33-WAY-FM. I want you to share a time that you had a friend that did something so nice for you that it was like, man, that's really nice. And it didn't have to be a big thing, but it meant something to you. Because I guarantee you there are women all over that are listening right now that are like, I cannot believe you have someone that good in your life. I would kill to have somebody that good in my life. Guaranteed. So here's what I need you to do. When you call 855-33-WAY-FM, you need to A, tell Betty how lucky she is to have me in her life. Yep. And B, tell me about your friend who did something really nice for you. Okay, that's how we're going to do this.
Jeez.
I'm getting my accolade somehow.
Yeah. I knew it.
855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your stories right now. So, Lolly, what I need from you is to tell me, A, what a good friend I am to Betty. I need her to hear it. And B, what is the nicest thing a friend has ever done for you?
Absolutely, Betty. You have an amazing friend.
Cherish him is what I think she means, too.
Lolly, you don't see the things he does outside of those gentlemanly things, okay?
Well, what is something, Lolly, that a friend has done for you that was really cool?
Okay, her name is Ruthie, and she's going through breast cancer. And during the summer, while I was, dealing with COVID, she went out of her way and did a little grocery shopping for me and just dropped everything off the door. So that's something I'll always remember.
Oh, that's really sweet. And she had her own issues going on, you
know. She has her own issues.
That's amazing. Fighting cancer and then brings you groceries. That is like on par with the umbrella thing.
No. Yep. Lolly, don't agree with that. Yep. Don't agree with that.
I can't agree.
So I need her to know the kind of friend she has.
I know you do, but you were rushing her.
Well, yeah, that's what she says. I was just waiting for her to finish her work. That's all. I wasn't rushing her.
Sorry, Wally. I love you, but I'm on Betty's side this time.
Oh, well, that's insane. Jody, what is something really nice that your friends have done for you?
So I have this friend, and my husband lost his job, and they actually gave me money to get through until my husband got a job. With no expectations of paying it back, I tried to give it back because I was like, no, I don't want this. I don't want to have that hanging over my head. They're like, no, we want you to know that Jesus loves you. We're watching out for you. He's watching out for you.
And here's the thing, too. Like, if you have a friend that's going through something like this, like, you might not have the money to pay all of their bills. Because I remember I was out of work one time, and my friends next door to us, they gave us, like, a movie night. They gave us a gift card to go to the movies and dinner and all this stuff. And it was things like that. It was like a splurge and a nicety that I would not have been able to spend on myself justifiably at that time being out of work. But they gave us a break from the heaviness of being unemployed. And that gift meant so much to me.
So when am I getting a gift card or some money from you?
Do you want to be out of work?
No.
I will do that. No. Yes. So do you think that's a good friend, Ashley?
That is. I don't think I have any friends that would do that for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know what? Tell me about your other friend who's less than me.
Oh, good grief.
So when it rains, it pours, right? I had a couple deaths in the family, and then we had to put the family dog down that I had for 11 years. And my husband is a paramedic firefighter, so he was at work. I'm at the emergency vet. They're telling me I'm going to have to put her down. And my friend dropped everything and drove an hour and a half to be at the vet with me so that I didn't have to put my dog down by myself.
Wow.
And she even brought my dog a pup cup from Starbucks so that she had one last treat before she went to dog heaven.
Oh, my gosh. That just got my heart. And you have a really great friend there. Holy cow. Because, like, a good friend will watch your dog when you're gone, but a great friend will hold your hand while you got to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty great. We're partners on the ambulance together, and she goes through everything with me.
My wife has already told me, because we were together when we had to put Hank down, and oh my gosh, it was so sad.
Your kitty cat.
Yeah, he was the best, and she just lost it, and she's already told me that, like, when it's Sasha's time, she's like, I can't be there, so I'm going to have to do it myself. Yeah, it is awful, you know, so can I have your friend's number?
She'll probably I come sit with you.
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
USA, USA,
USA,
USA. The Olympics. Okay, that's good. The Olympics are kicking off, and I got to watch a little bit of it last night. This will be the second Olympics since the pandemic began. And the athletes not only are competing against each other, but they are competing against COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like they have to go through a lot of things, like vaccines obviously recommended. If you're not vaccinated, you've got to quarantine in Beijing for 21 days. They have a closed loop system, which basically means when you get to, and they don't have fans or anything like that. They have just the teams basically and their coaches and some family. But like when you get there, you get special buses and trains that take you to the Olympic Village, and then you are basically sequestered. Your whole time there, no outside intervention or interaction. You're in the bubble, or the loop, as they call it. And so everyone that is in there is theoretically supposed to be COVID-free, you know? And so they realize that's not going to be the case, so they're focusing on having it not spread beyond this. So it's a closed loop system, and so athletes are to avoid hugs and handshakes.
Aww.
I know, you can't even high five your buddy when they win.
Stinks.
I know, it's kind of like it's a bittersweet thing. I got to the Olympics, but I got to the COVID Olympics.
It just seems like you're cheated out of something that's so amazing.
They got to wear masks every time, even training, competing, sleeping, drinking, when alone. Like, it's great during interviews, they always have to have a mask on, and they must stay 3 feet from each other, which is going to make pairs figure skating challenging. You know, speaking of skating, I saw Nathan Chin last night, and I wasn't sure this worked. I think they have to do a round of compulsories to compete to then see who gets to go for the medals. This guy, he's a figure skater for the U.S. Oh my goodness, crushed it. Got the second highest score like in Olympic history.
Whoa.
He only missed that by like 1/100 of a point. He was flawless and amazing.
And how was his leotard?
No, see, but here's the thing about that. It's a really good point, because I actually had this distinction. His routine is masculine, because a lot of the male figure skaters, it's almost like they're emulating the female figure skaters, and it's very flowy and artsy and things
elegant.
Like that. Elegant. And maybe you like that. I don't know. But I like the stuff that's a little bit more masculine and technical and not as flowery. Mm-hmm. And this guy was amazing, and that's exactly what he did. It had enough of the other stuff to be like in the zone of what you need to do, but it was really good. It was impressive.
It sounds like you almost cried.
I did. I got choked up. It was beautiful. I went to Amazon and I bought ice skates instantly, because I'm going to be one of those bandwagon people that watches the Olympics and then now decides to take up that sport.
And you're going
to
come to work with broken ankles, knees, and all that.
You know what? But USA. USA. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Brendan is a potty. If you don't know what that is, it's our podcast people that listen to our podcast every day and our aftercast. You can get it for free wherever you get your podcasts. But he asked us a simple question on that, but it was a big question too. What do you think God looks like? And it led to a little bit of a conversation, and even me being surprised with Betty Rock's biblical knowledge.
In the Bible, doesn't it say somewhere that he wasn't much to look at?
I don't know that it phrased it like that.
Well, I mean,
if I'm the son of God, I'm going to at least be Brad Pitt.
That's the Betty Rock
solid
version.
Looking.
I challenge you to look that up.
I'm trying to find it. Okay, wait. Here it is. Isaiah 53:2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Huh, okay. Well,
so he's not drop-dead gorgeous,
right.
Brad Pitt or George Clooney.
Because then you'd be following him for all the wrong reasons, you know, because
right.
It's easy to follow good-looking people.
So he could be like Steve Carell.
Yeah, that's
or Chris
fair.
Farley.
Like, yeah. No, I don't see him letting himself go like that. I like that that's Betty's version of good-looking as Chris Farley. Okay, so, you know, kind of they're talking about Jesus, but I'm curious, what do you think God looks like? You know, because it's one of those questions you don't really think about it. You just kind of go through life and faith and things like that. But then sometimes when you stop and think, you go, you know what? I don't really know.
I know, because we always see that picture, or I saw it growing up. It's that picture of God, and he's like Caucasian with the beautiful brown hair and looking up to the heavens with his hands folded. It's like, does he really look like that with the
right.
chiseled jaw and everything?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. And God so much more than Jesus, though. That's what I'm really curious about. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. So in your world and in your head, how do you picture him?
Since the Bible says we are created in his image, to me, God is going to look different to every single person. It's not his, it's how we see the image of God is how, you know, everyone's going to look at him. He has no color. If you're African American, you may look at God and say, oh, he's African American. If you are Native American, you're going to look at him and say, oh, he's Native American.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. There was a book years ago called The Shack, and I know it was very controversial inside of Christianity. But one of the things that struck me in that was that God appeared to people in different forms based on what they needed and what they could handle. And I thought that was really fascinating, because if you've had a problem with earthly fathers as being abusive and heavy, that maybe he doesn't come in as the warrior to you. And more as the humble servant or whatever the case may be, I think that he gives us what we need to see in that moment.
That's what I think. And yeah, when I think of God, I picture him with a head of white hair. I don't know why, but I do.
You know what? The grayer we are, the more wisdom we seem to have, and it's starting to work for me.
So, is it?
Yeah, I'm getting pretty gray.
Well, there's that.
So how do you see God, Tanya?
It's kind of hard to put into words, as you all were mentioning before, but to me, I think he is just, he's more of an emotion, more of a feeling. You know, the awness of an amazing sunset or the birth of a child, the feelings that you get, a soldier coming home to seeing their family. You know, those are the things that are the most breathtaking. It's really hard to put a visual to such a strong emotion.
Yeah, because we personify God and we want to make him look just like we look, you know, and it's tough because the Bible talks about we are made in his image. But what does that actually mean? And what is that like? Does God have, you know, arms and legs like we do and skin like we do? And I'm like, wait, I think Jesus became man. And there's a distinction between God and man, that Jesus had to become man. You know, it wasn't like he was. And so that's always made me wonder what God looks like. And this is not a thing I'm going to debate with people, because none of us truly know, you know. But I like your thought.
I hope he does have arms, because I am waiting to have the longest, most sincerest hug once I go home. So,
you know what? Maybe he'll grow some for you, you know.
Yeah, he will. He totally will.
This is what Tanya needs. She needs a hug. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I don't know if you ever hear a song and you kind of hear it wrong, or the lyrics are different in your head than what they actually are, and that happened to me with a song by Ann Wilson that I love called My Jesus.
He makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave.
So I love love this song, but every time I hear it, I don't hear my Jesus. I hear, let me tell you about my Cheez-Its. Cause
of course you would.
I like snacks.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. And so as I kept singing this in my head over and over and over again, I thought, oh my goodness, what if I wrote a song about my Cheez-Its to this song, and then I could give it to Anne, and then she could re-record it and send it to the Cheez-It people, and it could be a new theme song for them, and she could make money.
That is an amazing thought.
Right. And I know she didn't write this song to make money, but that's where I come in, kind of a manager. And so here's my demo of what my Jesus could sound like if it was done for my Cheez-Its, okay? So here we go. Do you have that empty feeling? Got a hankering now you're reeling, cause you need some snack time healing. Let me tell you about my Cheez-Its. They're orange and square and so tasty, they even come in low calorie. You can get them plain or real toasty. Let me tell you about my Cheez-Its. 1 gram of fat helps keep you thin. For your bones, they got calcium. I'll share with you, cause you're my friend. Let me tell you about my Cheez-Its. And let my Cheez-Its change your life. No Cheeto dust. Flavor's robust. Name you can't trust. Let my Cheez-Its change your life. Let them change your life. Let them change, your life. Oh. Share them with your husband, kids, or wife. Let my Cheez-Its change your life.
All I could picture was, was comedian Jeff Foxworthy in the background singing those vocals, harmonizing with you.
You know what? I'll partner with him. We can have Jeff Foxworthy do this as
gosh.
Well.
You know what? That was... The lyrics, I'll say, were beautiful.
Yeah, it's a demo. It's a demo.
It's a rough demo.
It would have been better if she had sung it, absolutely. But this is just an idea to get her started and help her with her career a little bit. So there you go, my Cheez-Its. Hopefully that'll get stuck in your head today, too. Do you remember that kid song, the head bone's connected to the neck bone? Hey, it's Wally, and songs like that help kids learn things like anatomy. But as adults, we need more songs to help us learn other stuff, like the Anatomy of Mortgages song. Fixed rates connected to the prime rate. That would be great, right? So while there might not be a clever mortgage song, I can give you the anatomy of my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I called Ryan at UFM, and first he explained to me some of my options, like refinancing to lower my monthly payment, saving me years off the loan. Then we went over the cash out refinance, where I could pull cash out of my house and use it for whatever I wanted. That's the option we went with. Here's the best part for me personally. I got all that money and my monthly payment stayed the same because interest rates are so low. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
If there's anything that we can consider a shared experience that brings us all together, it's ordering something from Amazon.
Oh gosh. Yes, they make it so easy. You can look up anything and then you have so many options.
I have something coming Saturday and I hated waiting that long for it and I ordered it yesterday, you know, and I'm like, why do I have to wait so long?
But I mean, I personally feel like even if I'm not ordering something and I see the Amazon truck go through my neighborhood, I'm like, somebody's going to be happy today because somebody's getting a package from Amazon.
Okay, full disclosure. You see that. Do you run to your window like a dog and wag your tail? I do too. I'm like, maybe he's coming to me. Maybe he's coming to me. Okay. Oh, here comes the Amazon man. He goes, oh.
And sometimes I even get a package and I'm like, what did I order?
I know. All the time.
I forget.
My Amazon man came into my garage the other day. He's like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, hey, you guy. Come on. Get on
best
in here.
Best friend.
I know. I hugged him. It was great.
Don't you want to drive an Amazon truck someday?
One day I want to be an Amazon driver because you're delivering joy to people, you know, all the time.
Like Santa year-round.
Yeah. You're not bringing packages. You're bringing joy.
But all this to say, if you have an Amazon Prime membership, you need to be a little bit cautious moving forward because for the first time since 2018, they are raising their prices.
Now I hate them.
For the
now
membership.
Now I'm out.
I'm already paying
$119 a year. It's craziness.
So if you pay the annual fee of $119, you will now be paying $139.
What? They went up $20?
It's actually better to do that, though, because if you pay on the monthly, it's $13 to $15, equates to an extra $24. If you're doing the annual, it's only $20 extra.
Yeah.
But yeah, $139, I think, just visually looks much more massive than $119.
I will tell you this, though. Like, every time you go to order something else from other companies and they charge you for shipping, you're like, I'm not buying that.
Oh, yeah.
And so this one, there's something about it when you're not paying all these shipping things, you're like, all right, that's fine. It's worth it. But $140 a year times all the people that use it, that is billions of dollars they're going to make off
totally
that increase.
Right.
And I did some digging on this, too, because I was wondering about this. They had $4 billion, they said, in cost issues, like labor issues and supply chain stuff. That so they're like, okay, this cost is about $4 billion. But the company reported $14.3 billion in profit for the last 3 months of last year, of 2021. And that was double what 2020 was. So it's like, you guys aren't doing this because you are hurting and because you need the money.
Yeah.
You made $14 billion in 3 months.
And
profit.
Jeff Bezos made a $500 million yacht.
Yeah.
He's fine.
I know. And I mean, it's all our fault. It's all of our fault because we still will be like, I want it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No one in this room is going to stop spending our money like
that. I'm
going
to complain about it, but I'm not going to boycott. All right? So there you go. Look for that increase coming to your Amazon Prime. Thank you, Gavin.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wallace Show. We have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can submit prayer requests and be prayed for or pray for other people. It's really great. If you're in that place where you need that, please check it out. But our pastor, Chad, he's the guy that oversees all of the prayer wall and is also praying for people and counseling people, and I love it. And he comes in every week to kind of share with us things that are going on the prayer wall at wayfm.com. So what do you got this week, Pastor Chad?
Yeah, I love it because on the prayer wall, people keep it real personal. They're there. And in fact, this request came in anonymously saying, please pray for my brother that he would call our mom back. He's mad at her. She is upset because he keeps ignoring her calls. Please pray that my other brother would also reconcile with our dad. They haven't spoken since 2017.
Family stuff, man. Like, that's a big thing. That's a big thread on the prayer wall, too, right?
Oh, yeah. And I totally get it because... As someone who maybe when I was younger didn't realize how families deal with each other so differently than the way my family deals with one another, I realized that once I got married. I come from this Hispanic family where we deal with conflict right up front in the moment. And then I married
almost enjoy it.
And then I married a very good Southern Georgia girl, and they deal with conflict very differently.
We avoid it.
So, yeah, families deal with conflict in very different ways, but... Really, no matter the difference, the common denominator should be that if we are all Christians, we should be going to prayer in the midst of these conflicts. I also think that a lot of times when we're praying for this, we're praying that God would change the conflict or change the circumstance.
Or the other person. God, please change this brother of mine. You gotta change him. And that's not always the case, right?
Oh, for sure. And what I find in prayer and the thing that I love about prayer is that we're going to God and and some people try to think of prayer as we're telling God what he's going to do. And what happens is a lot of time in prayer, God is not changing the circumstance, but what happens is that God is going to change us.
Yep, that's it, man. And I'm curious if you've ever been in that place, 855-33-WAY-FM, where you wanted something to change so badly, and you pray for other people to change, and then you realize, you know what, the thing that had to change was me. Mm-hmm. And because if it changes inside of you, then all of a sudden maybe you see the situation differently, or you treat that person differently, which brings about a better outcome. And so I think you're absolutely right, Pastor Chad. That's where it has to start, is with us. And so have you ever experienced that? Because you might be giving somebody hope that's in a place right now where they don't think that there's any hope or this situation's never going to change. And I'd love to get your story. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever experienced that, Sue?
I have. I was working for a company where I had been injured on the job, and the person in charge of personnel was a Christian. And instead of advocating for me as an employee, she was more concerned about the company and started actively coming against me. And so I began praying, you know, Lord, rebuke her, and Lord, open her eyes, and Lord, handle this situation. And I prayed and prayed and prayed about it in anguish, didn't seem to hear anything. And then finally he said, you need to ask her forgiveness. And I was like, whoops.
Yeah, you're like, Lord, I don't think you heard me right.
Yeah, I argued with him, you know, and the Holy Spirit worked on me, and I asked her to lunch, and it was one of the hardest things. I had to ask her for forgiveness, and man, it not killed me, but it also brought me to life.
I like at times when we're in the midst of difficult situations, I'm even reminded of the Apostle Paul. He says in Philippians that he's in the midst of a very terrible situation, in prison, those sort of things. But he does say these words, not that I was ever in need, for what I have learned, how to be content with whatever I have. And so, yeah, he wants the circumstance to change, but he's not praying that necessarily the circumstance would change, but that his heart would change. And we see that time and time again, where God doesn't change necessarily the circumstances, but changes the heart of the person.
That's absolutely right.
What do you think about that? Have you ever been in that place?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The issue I had was when my wife and I, we first got married, we had a big issue agreeing about tithing, and she didn't really agree with it. And so she had a hard time with it. And every time we would talk about it, it ended up in a really big argument.
So you wanted to tithe, but she wasn't about the tithing?
Yes. So one night I just spent some time praying, and I was listening to a message from a pastor about giving to God, and I just felt God tell me, you know, hey, don't worry about arguing with her, because I want to get my point across and I want her to agree with me. And probably about 3 or 4 months later, she came to me when she was reading the Bible in her language. She came to me and she said, does this really say this? Does it really say that if you don't tithe, you rob God? And I said, yeah. She goes, are you still tithing? I'm still tithing. And so from then on, she was on board. And it was like God was showing me that if we allow him to work the situation, then he'll work it out and not have us get in the way.
Isn't it amazing how in our marriages we're trying to win the immediate battle, and yet God has something so much bigger for us? I unfortunately can say I've been married 18 years, but it took me 17 years to realize that winning the argument and winning the battle wasn't as big as really just coming back together about our hearts being knit together. And in the end, when we can apologize and when we cannot win the battle, that's at times that God actually comes in and solves the issue.
Yeah, that's where you and I are way different.
You haven't learned it yet?
No, I want to win.
Okay.
Time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show. It is Friday, and that means one thing and one thing only. It is Flashback Friday. We get to go back in time musically when someone takes us there. And today, our pilot is Jen. How are you today, Jen?
I'm doing well, sir.
Now, Jen, the only price for this ride in our time machine here is for you just to tell us what song you want to hear from back in the day.
So it's Jars of Clay, Flood.
Okay. Betty Rock, what year do I need to set the time machine to?
All right. We're setting it back to 1995.
Oh, I had been in radio for 2 years, I think, a year and a half at this time.
That was also the year that Gavin was born.
It was.
No.
Which is crazy. And at the box office, Mel Gibson's Braveheart was a huge
hit.
Tell Lauren that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Love that. Love that so much. So, Jen, now all we need you to do is tell us, why did you pick this song?
So, when I was in middle school, and that dates me a little bit, but not near as much as Gavin. Oh, Lord have mercy, that makes me feel old. So, when I was in middle school, that was the song. So, every youth group played it, every middle school young lady sang it at the top of their lungs as poorly as they could. And it was an anthem of hope for me. I was abused as a child, and so school was really hard for me. But this was like the gospel and a song for me, and it was a message of hope. And, you know, God lifts me up through all this nonsense. And now when I hear it, I go back to those times and just the good parts. So not necessarily the crazy.
Well, it's a great song, and it sounds like it helped you get through all those middle school years to have a much better life now.
Absolutely. I'm an Army veteran. I'm a mom of three. And my vulnerability is my strength, and I've been able to share that story and just let people know that they're not alone and that God can lift them up and bring them through whatever flood is going on in their life.
Well, I love it. That is a great reason to play a great song. So we're going all the way back to 1995. It's Jars of Clay Flood for Jen on Flashback Friday.
Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud. But I'm fine, I can't swim after 40 days in my mind.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Disney's most recent movie release, Encanto, is a huge hit for them. And while Disney may think they should be thanking Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote one of the biggest hits from the movie We Don't Talk About Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
They might should be thanking Mexican-American guitarist-songwriter Carlos Santana. Carlos formed the popular rock band Santana, and they had huge hits for multiple decades. Yep. One of those including their 1999 hit, Smooth.
And if you said this life ain't good.
Yes.
Oh.
Similar feel. This also has Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 on it.
Well, this hit was so popular that some who heard Encanto's We Don't Talk About Bruno thought it sounded a lot like Santana's Smooth.
Okay. Is there a mashup in our future?
So they put together a mashup of the two.
I love mashups.
See if you think Lin-Manuel might have copied from Santana.
We don't talk about Bruno. Oh.
With this version. I love this. I'm not a big fan of We Don't Talk About Bruno, but We Don't Talk About Santana, I'm liking this. Even got the guitar licks in there. Nice.
Wow.
So I don't know if we're going to see a lawsuit in the future.
I don't know.
You know, could Santana be suing Lin-Manuel Miranda? Maybe.
He probably should, but no, I love it. I don't care. I this is the song that should have been in that movie. Why would you not call Santana for that? Like, that's a great, the guy's amazing as a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I love that. Thank you, Lady Rock. That's going to do it for your least of these here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and navigating relationships can be a little challenging, you know, for the best of us in our personal relationships, but sometimes you have a relationship with somebody that you work with or that you know, have cut your hair or whatever it is, like, and you're like, you know what, I think it's time to break up, like, and how do you do that? It's very difficult, I think, sometimes, right,
yeah,
Gavin?
Yeah, my mom, she recently did go through a
breakup
with her hairdresser,
okay,
and the reason why was because she's like, she posted, my stylist just let me know that she's raising her prices 56%, and they already pay a hefty number.
Women get hosed on hair things. Oh. I know Betty Rock would agree with that.
Yeah.
Betty Rock pays a lot for it. Now, her hair, in full disclosure, is amazing.
It's worth
Thank
it.
Thank you, but it hurts.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about how much it costs.
You need to break up with your girl. I know she's great, but it's expensive.
Do it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So how did your mom break up with this person? Just ghost her? Like, it was not coming back?
No, I think that she did let her know because her stylist reached out to explain that that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
So she did say, okay, well, I'm going to be looking for someone new. Because she also made the complimentary bang trim in between haircuts.
Yeah.
She made that $20.
Oh, come on.
So it's just something on top of something on top of something. Yeah. And it's like, that's the breaking point.
If you're going to raise your prices, because like literally how long does it take you to trim some bangs? Not a lot. That's a good add-on.
Snip.
Yeah, that's a really good add-on. And it keeps your clients happy and keeps them in. Like, that's smart. But then to raise that, and then, yeah, you just, unfortunately, you just lost a client.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to be very careful with that. I am curious, though. This is what I'm very curious by nature. Who are the people in your life that you have had to break up with? You know, maybe they provided a service or what have you, or work or things like that. And how did you do it? Was it awkward, or, you know, what did you do, and who was that person you had to break up with? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can be on the show with us. We love having you on. Put us in your favorites so you can get right through. But 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to hear about your breakup, honestly, right now.
We're here for you.
Yeah, we're here. We'll always be here for you. So who is that person, Michaela?
So I had a massage therapist that I saw pretty regularly, and we became, you know, fairly close, but every time I went to get a massage, I just ended up, you know, essentially being her therapist that I had to listen to over and over again.
That's funny. Yeah, there are certain jobs where you're there and you really probably feel like you need to talk, and the hair cutting is a place like that. Even dentists, why they talk to you, I do not know, because they got their hands buried in your mouth, but they still ask you questions.
Did you ever talk with her about it, Michaela?
Absolutely, I did not, because I was, you know, just such a person that I wanted to be as caring as possible. So I'm like, if she has problems, let her talk, you know?
Yeah, and but how do you say that, too, like in the breakup? Like, hey, it's you, not me, you know?
Well, thankfully, I moved about 30 minutes away, so that was a good excuse.
Boy, you are a nice person. Michaela's like, I'm just going to move. I'm going to sell my house and move because I just don't, I want to avoid this that much. Is there someone in your life, Doris, you know, not a, like a romantic relationship, but somebody you've had to break up with?
I think I'm allowed to break up with my hairdresser as well.
You have to as well? Okay, like, is it just because of the prices, or is she forcing you into haircuts that really aren't your style?
No, it's not a price. She haven't raised the price yet, but I had COVID about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I had told her that I was sick. So now when I told her that I needed an appointment, she said, do you have a negative test?
Oh, okay. So your hairdresser is saying that just to get your hair cut now, she's requiring you to show her proof of a negative test. That's interesting.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking to myself, how about her? Is she going to show me a negative test? She had it too.
That's fascinating. And I know COVID is a really controversial thing as we all try to navigate this together. And I guess where she runs her own business, it's her right to ask you. But then by the same token, it's your right to go, I'm going to go somewhere else that I don't have to show proof of a negative test.
Doris, I would say if your hairdresser does give you a good deal for what you pay, you might want to weigh the pros and cons. I mean, if she's charging you a little next to nothing, I'd wear a mask, a hazmat suit, whatever she needs.
Doris needs to go get one bad haircut, and then she'll gladly show that proof of vaccination.
Well, yeah, you're right.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. That's right, it's good news. Giddy up, three rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better because the regular news can be a little heavy. So, Betty Rock, do this old boy a favor and tell me what's your good news story.
Well, we have two train operators who just got married. So, they met because they drive different trains, but they were able to lock eyes on one another.
Oh, like going different directions? Like, wow, she's cute.
Maybe. And they felt a connection.
What?
And the guy said he still can't believe that his wife went out with him because she's way out of his league.
Nice. Good for him. Precious? I like that. Love at first sight. And then they made it work.
Choo-choo.
This is a good... I choo-choo-choos you would be a great Valentine.
Nice.
Yeah, if I had a train on it. Anyway, there was a 4-year-old near Chicago who was born with a rare heart condition and had to have open heart surgery literally just 3 days after she was born. So she's got this big scar on her chest. Her dad was worried that she might start to feel self-conscious about that as she gets older. So in solidarity, he went and got an exact replica of her scar done as a tattoo on his chest where hers is.
Well,
isn't that like precious?
I mean,
that's a dad that's like, I love my kid so much and I want to destigmatize this for her and I want to make her feel good. I love that story. That's so good. He said he hadn't had any tattoos, so it's not like, oh, he's already getting a bunch of tattoos. Mm-hmm. This was his first tattoo, and this is the best part of the whole story. She appreciated the gesture, but as a four-year-old would, stop copying me, is what she said. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.